You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
All right.
Hey! Hi, Annabelle. Hi, Callum.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love this theme song. Who made the theme song?
Callum.
That was me. I made that. Oh, here it goes. Really
beautiful. Coming in cold to that is a strong one here. That's the trash recital theme song, which is something that you two fabulous folks, who people will know here from, I guess, the radio. You do the top 10 here at 95 BFM.
Yeah, just last night.
You make many awesome music videos as sports team, and you are the brains behind what we are huge fans of here on Breakfast, which is Trash Recital. What is Trash Recital?
Trash Recital is it's not really a prank show, but it's not. I wouldn't say it's easy. We get musicians in to recreate their songs with supplied trash, like a mountain of trash.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah, it's kind of, it's really an interview show. It's really like
That's
a music
kinda,
interview show,
yes.
Series. But we trick musicians into not thinking about their interview by giving them a really difficult task.
Yeah, it's really it's fun, I think, and you kind of see a different side of musicians. You sort of crack into their creative brains and see a little
totally.
Bit of their sort of studio process.
Yeah, and see their panic as well.
Yeah,
it is very enjoyable to watch. I think as someone who, you know, grew up loving any sort of TV kids craft show,
that kind of thing.
It's got that sort of energy going on. Like Susie Cato would love this, I think, you know. It's got a vibe of that, and you get some extremely legit musicians to come on board with this quite outlandish premise. Who have you had on the show in the first season? Because we're talking about the second season, which has just launched.
We had Amoogie, Merc,
The Chills,
The Beths. We had
list all of them.
Shepherd's Rain.
So good.
Who we forget, and then we'll forget some.
Ben Woods.
Yeah, it's some real deal local musicians who all approach the task quite differently, but. All so far have managed to succeed, which is good for us and the show.
I think that the Shepherd's Rain version of Le Manu that they did for you guys actually made it onto the BFM playlist for a while because it was so good.
I heard it.
It was amazing. And they were playing on all sorts of like different things that you'd found in the office, like bins and drums and
stuff.
It was
just stuff mostly that we got from the Tipping Point. Like the actual tip shop, and then sometimes stuff that we literally found on the side of the road. Like made sure everything got a good clean.
Nice, COVID safe.
Yes.
Yeah, we're very, we always check a bin, you know, always check a skip.
Yeah.
Always just poke your head in, have a look.
It's hard to go for a walk with us.
What's the best thing you've found in a bin?
Oh, I reckon just outside, actually just on Princess Street here, we found the strangest machine that we couldn't figure out what it was for a really long time, that was a sesame oil maker.
Whoa!
Yeah. We
cool.
found that is...
It took us a bit of research to actually figure that out.
What does it look like?
It looks like a...
looks like a big coffee machine,
kind of. Like a big coffee machine from the future, but also from the 70s.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yes. It looks... It's quite, like, beige.
Yeah. It's
very cool.
Very strange. Mm-hmm. I found a...
it's just like lifestyle or something on it.
During lockdown last year, I found a... we'd just been talking about it at the flat, and I found a copy of...
A boxed
set of...
Twister.
Twister, the board game.
Yeah, in a bin. Oh my God, who's getting rid of that?
I don't know, someone who played it once and realised that it's an infuriating game. And then we played it once.
Oh man. We have got a track to play, I think, before we get properly into a chat here, because I think it's going to help illustrate the point for people who maybe haven't watched Trash Recital yet. We are talking about the second season, which you launched yesterday. It's all hosted by the wonderful Under the Radar, old fantastic stalwarts of the music scene, always the backbone, the wind beneath the wings of everybody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the first artist you've got for this season is huge. Who are we talking about here?
It's Troy Kingy.
Amazing.
Yeah, Troy Kingy. Well, he's called himself in this one Troy Kingy and the Amazon Forest of My Guy. That's how he introduced himself.
Brought along his bandmate, Forrest Thorpe. He's always got quite long, interesting kind of Troy Kingy and the band names.
Yeah, every new project gets a new, his band, which is often the same people, gets a new sort of iteration. So Amazon Forest, my guy. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have a listen to the Trash Recital version of Shake That Skinny Ass. And then we might talk about maybe some of the instruments that are being used
here. Oh, yeah. See if you can pick up what's going on here.
If you can listen, if you haven't seen the video and you want to have a guess at what's being played on, do text us on 5395. Obsessed with the drone noise in this.
Yes. It was...
Someone says vacuum cleaner?
No, not a vacuum cleaner. That's, it's in fact a fan. Sure, yeah, he brought it in for one of the songs to as like a vocal effect. And then the actual fan, just to test it, to see if it wouldn't make a whole lot of noise. And the fan just had this, had a drone that was the perfect sound. The right key for the song as well, that he'd already been doing. Which is wild. And then, yeah, Ruby Walsh, genius sound engineer, mixed this to perfection and sounds great.
It does sound great. I do love the vocal effect as well. The like that noise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's so good.
Darth Vader styles.
Yeah, that's what he calls.
Yeah.
So what else is being played in here? I can hear some scraping going on.
Yeah, that's the Guido, which was created with some PVC plumbing pipe.
Amazing.
And I think Forrest was using a like an old metal, whisker.
Whisk?
Yeah, whisk with that. And it, yeah.
Sounds great.
Sounds quite good.
Yeah.
There's a shaker that he had to build and...
that. Yeah, he made the shaker out of like an empty tin, like tin can, and put a bunch of tacks in it and then put a like a kitchen rubber glove over the top of it. So it looked really silly, but it worked.
Yeah. It's pretty, it's very funny. And
it's
it kind of
so
had
good.
This like flappy sort of sound as well.
Someone sent a slightly risque text. Y'all got me vibing half naked in my room before 9 a.m.
All
this
right.
Shit is fire. I mean, yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, he like turned the fan off and then brought it back in for that break. Oh, it was so good.
It's the actual episode is only 5 minutes long, so we don't have time to play the full tracks of all these artists. But we've got these songs.
Got this. So you got
on a drive.
Got to release a Bandcamp compilation, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah.
So, what is the weirdest instrument you reckon you've seen made or used on Trash Recital?
Oh, that's a great question. I think that not necessarily like weirdest. There's kind of a few from the episodes that haven't come out yet. Like
no,
people using a
don't
whole.
Don't spoil anything.
I can say a little. Can I? I should not say anything.
Give us one taste. One like, secret.
Like a using a bicycle, using an old broken bicycle to create a like a kind of sound.
And that's great.
Even actually in that, I think it was our first. Or second episode of the first season, Amugi, they just got a rubber band and like put it around their big toe. Yuri did it and like the rubber band and just held it really close to the mic and really carefully played like the bass part.
So impressive. Yeah. We've got Hamish texting and saying he loves trash instruments. It's become his hobby of lockdowns.
Oh, awesome.
That's great. This feels like it was born of lockdown, this whole concept. Was it? Or is it something you've been wanting to do for a long time? How did it all come together?
I think maybe it was, it probably came out of the way that we have approached a lot of our creative endeavors. Like when we've made music videos, we try to use things that we already have as much as possible and not buy new stuff or try and get things secondhand. And then it just like made heaps of sense when Under the Radar asked if we wanted to come up with something new. Like we want to, you know, they said they wanted to support us to make a video series or an interview series, and it made heaps of sense to do something using what's lying around.
Totally, yeah. It looks like everybody who comes in, there's a bit of nerves always at the start of the video,
yep.
And then by the end of it, deep in the trash. It's great.
Yeah.
What's been some of your favourite moments, I guess, because you're also talking to these artists at the same time. Any sort of things that you've been like quite surprised by, or that has been like a lovely, interesting look into the process of making for these beautiful musicians?
Yeah, I guess it's just being able to see the relationships within the musicians and sort of how, because they forget that we're there. We don't talk. We talk sometimes, or we'll help like if they get stuck. But the actual recording sessions, because they get four tracks to lay stuff down, and yeah, we just sort of let them go for it, and they just fall into this sort of play mode. Even like the Beths, who we had on, and we've worked with them a lot.
Mm.
I've never actually been in the studio with them or been to their band practices or anything like that. So it was really interesting seeing like, okay, so Liz is kind of, you know, directing everyone, but then everyone's sort of going off on their own, and then having to pull everyone back together, and then John's sort of off in the corner, like, you know, working away at something, and Ben's just being a, you know, just being an absolute clown, and then coming up with some genius stuff. And then Tristan's just, he had a very unfortunate time on during their episode, spending a while. He just wanted to make a rocket sort of sound. Or do some sort of air pressure pump.
Yeah.
Just do some funny effect, and ended up the sound it created was just a sort of a wet fart.
Yeah.
Which is very unfortunate.
So much work put into it. Yeah. I think the thing that always stands out to me is when the Chills did their trash recital. One of the band members discovered that she'd misheard the lyrics to Kaleidoscope World. She was like, oh, it's like space capsule or something. And she was like, I thought it was space camp school.
You're in the band.
Yeah, it was so good. Catching that.
It happens.
Because they suddenly heard it properly. They're like, oh.
That's what it is. Space Camp School sounds great too. That feels like something I wouldn't be surprised by hearing.
Sign
in a Chills
me up.
Song.
Yeah, sign exactly. me up.
So if people want to go and watch Trash Recital, there is a whole first season up on Under the Radar, and now a first episode of a second season. How many episodes are coming out?
This is the 12th that's just come out.
So, oh my God. There's going to be 10 in the season.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a lot of work. Who's the rest of the team? Because it's not just you guys. You've got a couple of other cool people helping out.
Yes, we've got Ruby Walsh, who is our sound engineer. So he mixes and records everything and works with the bands. And then we've got Tash Schadenberg, who's come on this season as assistant camera and has saved the day more than once already. It's
fantastic.
Been really great.
Oh yeah, they've been so onto it. And we also had sort of as a behind the scenes, Priya Sami helped me construct the set.
Oh yes.
There's like quite an elaborate set for this season.
Yeah.
Super
good with
exciting.
The tools.
Uh-huh.
Excellent. Hey, thank you so much, sports team, Annabelle and Callum, for coming in and chatting about Trash Recital.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It really is a joy. I hope everybody has a nice time watching these, because it will bring a smile to your face for sure.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.